Amid Nashville's storytelling culture, which has tended to come out through song, a new experiment has emerged. It's called Poetry on Demand. A group of writers hang out at events, including this weekend's Southern Festival of Books, and quickly write poems based on stories shared from passersby. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez listened to how the poets do it and has this story.
Beneath a white tent, the poets compose by hand and by typewriter.
You were in Samson's clutches, too.
Whoever stops by answers a few questions, and then the poets go to work. It's a new endeavor for a Nashville writers' collective called The Porch. They often come across great stories, like Susanna Feltz, a co-founder, who heard one family's adventure while renovating an old home in 12 South.
So the story was about the dad of the family was up on the roof, like repairing the roof or working on it, and he fell through. Okay, this is called What Happened to Daddy. My child, you want to know. Your shrill cry rests me from the shower, still sudsed after a morning of spackle and floor refinishing. This house brings us to our knees again and again. This time, it's a full pair of legs dangling from the ceiling. Patches of blue where the sky shines through. Your father, trapped between two worlds.
Not bad for being put on the spot. That's the challenge and the reward when the poets pull off something good. They've heard from kids, listened to a man who grew up in Detroit loving Motown music, and got a confession from a woman looking for love. And then there was the yarn spun by East Nashville Baptist pastor Napoleon Harris. He shared the story of getting into his first fight as a child while growing up in Cleveland. His parents taught him not to, and other than play wrestling, he didn't have a clue what a fight was.
My closest frame of reference was Mr. T and Hulk Hogan from wrestling. And it never dawned on me that these were things that people would do to each other and with the intent to hurt each other.
Poet Joshua Moore loves the story and sees universal themes.
And I think there's something in there about, like, your parents teaching you not to fight, but not necessarily, like, the do as I say, not as I do. But then also, like, him needing to defend his cousin. And so I think it'll be a good poem, but right now it's definitely in the formative stages.
When such a story surfaces, Moore takes a little more time. Harris isn't bothered. He still marvels at how quickly the writers bring shape to a story.
It was just refreshing to watch the whole process. As a writer, I mean, I write every Sunday. As a pastor of the church, you write a sermon, and it is art, and the process is very similar.
Harris acknowledged that Poetry on Demand is a bit of a gimmick, but like others, he went away with the beginnings of a connection with some of Nashville's poets. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.